Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Quentin Chandler. This week on AK, moving forward. A year ago, we first heard from a young couple who were trying to overcome their addictions to methamphetamines. Their strategy was to move away from Anchorage and try to start over in Wasilla.
Okay, if you try to quit and you're still around all those people that do drugs and all the druggies, then...
makes it 1,000 times harder. Mm-hmm.
They ended up back in Anchorage when they lost their housing, but despite their challenges, the couple is still sober. KSKA's Urban Affairs reporter Ann Hillman checked in for an update.
First thing you need to know. Originally, I called the couple Kylie and Madison. Kylie was a minor. I had to change both of their names. They hated it.
They were cool names, just not... No,
I didn't like my name.
You didn't? Your name wasn't that bad.
Right, Madison.
My name, yeah, okay.
So terrible choices. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. I didn't email back fast enough.
But now, even though one is only 17 and the other is 20, they are married and are both legally adults. And they want you to know.
My name's Mason Ballison.
Hi, my name's Jasmine Ballison.
Mason is older, Jasmine is younger. At this point, they both say meth isn't a big issue anymore. They both drink a little, but say the cravings for the drug went away after about 5 months. They have a frequent reminder of its impacts as well. Jasmine's little brother was born with drugs in his system and is developmentally delayed. Both her dad and the baby's mother were using substances.
Makes me angry thinking that they had to put themselves first so much that there's now like a new life
that's suffering.
His life is affected immediately and he has no choice.
But Mason and Jasmine do have a choice and they're focusing on their futures. For Mason, his future is in transition. He recently came out as transgender. He says it was a hard thing to admit, even to Jasmine. Their first conversation about it was over text.
Thank God for texting. Because it's just something that was really hard to say out loud.
Mason says he always knew in the back of his mind that he was born in the wrong body. He preferred boys' clothes, wanted short hair, and liked it when people thought he was a boy. But he saw a friend transition, and the backlash scared him.
People were, like, mean to him. Like, they would call him by his birth name and, like, just, like, a bunch of stuff. And I saw the things that he went through. Like, it was, like with his body, like, you know, because you feel like you're born in the wrong body, and so you hate your body. And you hate your voice.
Mason says he tried to deny to himself that he was also transgender. It made him depressed, and that might have contributed to his drug use. Now that he's out, he says he's happier, but it's still hard when someone uses the wrong pronoun.
It's like a giant stab in the face. It's really hard. Like, even if somebody's trying, or if somebody doesn't know, it sucks, because it just sucks.
Jasmine says she's being as supportive as she can. She loves Mason, and she says it doesn't change their relationship. One of her main focuses right now is making sure they're financially stable. She's working part-time and looking for a second job. Her current employer can't give her full-time hours and promote her to co-manager until she turns 18 this summer. Jasmine says she likes being a legal adult and finally having control over her life.
Like, I went and signed up for, like, insurance for myself, my PFDs, and it's nice knowing that I don't have to rely on anybody else.
She's also trying to earn enough credits to graduate from high school because someday she wants to start her own interactive improv company.
I like theater because it makes people feel things from that. And I think being able to actually get up and do things with the actors is going to be something that not only people enjoy, but they're going to remember more than going and sitting in a dark theater watching a bunch of other people do something.
Mason says his goal is to go into politics so he can help the homeless community and people fighting addictions and mental illnesses. It's been a year of major life changes for the couple, but they're no longer looking back at the life they once had. This chapter isn't about drugs or recovery. It's about achieving the goals they had almost forgotten. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.